ISEF Exchange, in partnership with HSBC, global financial leader in supporting parents and students in the international education journey. Welcome to the ISEF Exchange with me, Lucinda Bowden. In episode 15, we continue to explore the real-life experiences of our colleagues across the international education industry. If you haven't yet had a chance to listen to our earlier episodes, please visit ISEF.com or subscribe via your favourite podcast player today for some fresh insights on how educators are engaging with agents during the pandemic and how students, agents and educators are planning for the rest of this year and into 2021. This week, we're taking a closer look at how agents are supporting students and parents during online studies. The pandemic brought student migration to a standstill and shifted study online, and the role of the agent shifted too. More than ever this year, agents are not only providing educational advice, but are also increasingly called on to mentor students, provide emotional support, calm anxieties of parents and students, and help them manage the psychology of disappointment and hope. Borders are slowly starting to open, and everyone is looking ahead to 2021 with more promise. But online study is here to stay. Schools need to develop online programmes, and how do agents handle that with clients? As always, there's a lot to discuss, and our host this week, Stephanie Zimmerman, is going to lead the way. Stephanie is Senior Agent Relations Manager at ISEF.
Thanks, Lucinda, and welcome everyone to the ISEF Exchange. We're going to focus today on how agents are supporting students and parents during the pandemic and transition to online studies. We will consider the impact this has on students and how agents are managing their expectations as well as parent concerns. Also, we will discuss what additional issues they are now facing when maintaining relationships with their educator partners. We are joined today by two distinguished agents that work closely with their students and parents and will be providing us with valuable insight into this topic. From Europe, Britta Vincent joins us from International Sur Loire in France. Britta was previously an educator, and now with her own agency, she is dedicated to finding the right courses for her students.
Hi, everybody.
And from Latin America, David Mandil joins us from NM International Education in Sao Paulo. David and his business partner, Monica, are committed to providing full support to students and parents with their student recruitment since 1999. I would like to start the discussion with you, Britta. As many countries are continuing to see a second wave of COVID-19, online studies may still be the only option for students in the near future. How has the situation from spring 2020 changed the way you communicate with and assist students and their parents for this fall and spring 2021?
Well, it was a very, very special year, and it was really calm, at least in France and in my office. Usually the French love study abroad and they really go abroad. We have the borders closed or have the borders closed for most of the time. My way of working with the families, the students and the parents has not really changed because I'm always into very personalized services. I spend lots of time, to counsel. What I'm suggesting now is more online courses, of course, because we have no choice. And this is something which is finally something really new for many French people and for me as an agent as well, because the philosophy of my company is to really promote total immersion in the country, to really experience what it's like to be in England, in whatever country, to learn the language. To me, online classes were more like an add-on, for example, for people who were going abroad to have in-person lessons afterwards. And it can also be a good solution for people who come back from study abroad and who want to extend the benefit of this also. So it's totally changed now, and online is something which is just online. So I needed to accept that myself. If I am convinced, I can convince my customers. And this is the challenge also for me as an agent. And the parents and students do have lots of online classes right now in France all over because many schools were closed or partly closed. They have had too much of online. So it was really difficult to sell online this year on top of the online they had already in their classes here. That was a real challenge also. But online is the near future, hoping to get back to normal situation. And by the way, if I just may say that also for us as agencies and